Hello.
Hey Sam, this is Steve. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking.
Yeah.
All right, so first of all, I just wanted to let you know that we have initiated the refund of $199. Have you got the amount in your account?
Yeah, that's come through. Thank you very much.
All right, perfect. So beside this, please tell me all of your concerns.
Okay, so I've got some questions aside from the form, and then I've got a few on the form. Okay, so hold on, I'm trying to open up. Why can't I open that? There we go. The computer is being a pain today, Steve.
That's
So
fine. Take your
slow.
time.
Okay, come on, why is this not opening? It's waking up. All right. I don't know why this isn't opening, so I'll start with the I'll let that wake up on its own. So on the form that you've sent me, okay. So, looking at the starting questions, I filled out the book details and so on. Under medium and format, it just says format. Do I put print paperback and ebook?
Yes. Otherwise, we're going to take care of it. It's not something compulsory.
Sorry, say it again.
I'm saying, either you can fill this out or leave it as it is. We're going to take care of it, as we already know that we have to publish it in the ebook and the paperback version.
Okay, because the next question was, it says ebook file type, and I have no idea what that is, so I leave that blank.
Just leave it.
Okay, ISBN, I'll leave blank because you guys are getting that right.
Yep, that's right.
Yep, ISBN's imprint, I don't know what that means.
It's also going to be taken care of by us.
Okay. Describe the book. Is there a reason why you need another description of the book? This isn't being printed anywhere, right?
It's just like some basic description that we're going to put on the Amazon or the rest of the publishing platforms.
Oh, okay. So this will be seen by the public.
Yep, that's right.
And the same thing about the author?
Yep, that's right.
Okay. The sales and pricing. I've got target audiences, readers of historic fiction. Age range is 15 and above. Primary target countries, US, UK, and Canada. Now, the sales price, I haven't got a clue what I should charge for these. What do we do?
So usually what we do is generally we set the price for the ebook $9.99 in order to get the most royalties. And for the paperback version, we set up the price around $14.99, or between $15 to $20.
Okay, so if I go $19.99, would that
That
be
works.
okay?
So
So,
just mention it over there for the ebook $9.99 and for the paperback $19.99.
okay. So, what about is that USD and Canada? Because Amazon's going to be in three different
It's gonna,
countries, right?
yeah, I got it. It's gonna be in USD.
Okay, so. Will you do a conversion for, or will Amazon do a conversion for whatever?
Yeah, it's gonna be done by Amazon on the
Okay.
remaining on the rest of the countries.
Okay, so publishing platforms, I've done Amazon, Barnes and Noble, Kobo, and Indigo, which is Chapters here in Canada.
Just a
I
minute,
didn't really.
let me just see the pack. Yeah, it's Amazon, Barnes and Noble, Kobo, Chapter, Google Books, Apple Books. That's what's in the contract.
Should I just tick all of them then?
Sure. Or we already know. all the platforms we have here in the contract, so it's going to be taken care of.
Okay, so I really don't have to tick on anything there.
Yep.
Okay, let's remove those. I don't think, was chapters in the contract?
Let me see. Yep, it is showing on my end.
Okay. Okay, good. All right, scrolling down, cover. I've ticked Matt, but this is where I have questions about the print costs, because who's doing the printing of the paperback?
It's going to be taken care of by Amazon.
Okay, so don't they charge for that?
There is going to be an amount.
So my concern is that if the amount for the printing is
mm-hmm.
more than the cost of the book, then I'm going to end up owing Amazon rather than
mm-hmm.
making money.
No, the thing is, if the printing cost is going to be more than the amount, then the book will not be published. So we need to set up the amount at least that's going to, like, that's after deducting the printing cost. So if
right,
1999...
So how do I know? Yeah.
Yeah, so at the time of publishing, I will ask the publisher to check the amount and check the printing cost and give us the amount, like what's going to be the best amount for the paperback version.
Oh, okay. All right. So then I don't know if I should go glossy or matte. Which is less expensive?
I'm not sure at this point. Which one is going to be less expensive. Let's just leave it. I'll discuss this with the publisher, and then we'll move forward according to the price.
Okay. So is Amazon going to be the only one that does the print?
No. Like on each platform, if we set up the book, if we publish the book in the paperback version, then the printing is going to be taken care of by that platform.
Okay, so are you not going to have to talk to each platform to find out how much the printing is going to cost?
The printing cost will appear at the time of publishing. When we are publishing the book, when we are setting the amount, then we get to know the printing cost of the book.
Okay. Okay, so you'll get back to me about all of that then, and we can adjust the price
yep.
of
That's
the book, right?
Right. That's right.
Okay. Excellent. Paper color, white and cream. The images, they're going to be in color, right?
If we go for the colored images, then the printing cost is going to be.
Hi. Yeah. How about, can we do color for the ebook, but black and white for the printing?
Sam, I'm not sure. I have to check it with the publisher if we can do that. If we get the option for the color version on in the ebook version, then we can surely do it.
Okay, because you're providing the file, aren't you? The ebook file.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're color in the ebook file, then I don't think there should be an extra cost for color in the ebook. But I can understand why there.
Yeah, there's not going to be any additional cost for the ebook, but there will be in the paperback version.
Yeah. All right. Well, when you talk to the publishers and talk to them about all the printing costs,
mm-hmm.
If you can ask them that, then we'll have all the information and we can make some decisions.
Sure.
I'll
have
the
a word
paper
with the publisher and then I'll get back to you.
Okay. Paper color, it says white or cream. I think it would be, obviously, the ebook doesn't really have a paper color, but...
It's for the paperback version, yes.
Yeah, so which one is better?
I would suggest to go with the white.
Okay. Okay, bank details, working that out. I have the all the information I think that you're going to need. Right, when it comes to tax information, so I'm not a U.S. citizen, right? So it says, are you a U.S. person? I said no, so I moved down to the if not. I filled out my name, my address, and tax ID, which I think I know what it is. I don't have a U.S. TIN. All I've got is Canada. I don't have a Social Security number or anything like that.
It says provide the tax ID issued by you by your country of tax residency. So
yep.
Do you have any
so
tax ID?
Yes, I do.
All right, just put it there.
Okay. We call it social insurance number here, which is the ID that Canadians get for everything, their health care, their tax, everything. Okay, the last page says publishing account information. Email address, password, and date of birth. I don't know what any of that is.
Yeah. Do you have any existing Amazon account?
I do in three different countries, but don't think I want to give out my password.
Because, Sam, the thing is, if we create a new account for the publishing, and if there's going to be the same details in the previous account that you already have and in the new account, so both accounts are going to be banned from the Amazon, and like we cannot publish the book again. So we need to use the same
account. I don't understand. So I have an Amazon.com account, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that I need to provide this information to you?
Yes, you need to share the email address and password of your existing Amazon account, and we will be doing the publishing from the same account.
But what about, okay, so I've got one for Amazon.co.uk, Amazon.ca, and Amazon.com. I have accounts in each of those countries.
We will
so
be needing the .com account.
Right, but what if somebody buys the book on Amazon.ca?
It's going to be available there.
No, I'm not understanding this. Why would you not need an account set up on Kobo, for example? Can we not just set up brand new accounts on Amazon.com?
The thing is, Yeah, if we set up a new account on Amazon, we need to put the information over there. And if Amazon,
because I don't have a publishing account with them. I only have a purchasing account with them.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Publishing and the purchasing, both of the things can be done from the same account.
Okay, but I don't understand why you only need the American one and you don't need Canada or the UK or Barnes & Noble or anything like that.
For Barnes & Noble and the remaining platforms, we can set up a new account for the publishing, but we cannot do that on Amazon.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I don't use it anymore because I'm in Canada, so I can just remove all my financial information and stuff, right? Because I'm very uncomfortable giving out my password and date of birth. You know, you can understand that, right?
I got your point.
Yeah. I mean, if I start seeing all sorts of expensive stuff being bought on my account, there's like, no, I don't think so. But anyway, okay, well, I'll look that up and I'll fill that out then. It's just very odd. Okay, so going back, my email opened up. How do I receive the royalties? Is it once a month? Is it a wire transfer? What happens?
I guess it's going to be wire transferred, but it's going to take at least 2 months to be reflected in your account. And we will not be taking any royalties. Everything will be directly reflected in your account to Amazon.
Yeah. So Amazon, the selling, the publishers take their cut, which is about 30%, right?
Yep, that's right. That's for the ebook. And for the paperback version, it's going to be around 30 to 40% after the printing cost.
Yeah. So yeah. Okay. Will when the funds come through to my bank account, will they have been transferred into Canadian dollars? Because when you sell something in the U.S. and the funds come in U.S. dollars, I have to provide different banking information unless they convert to Canadian dollars.
If you're using the US account, so it's going to be in the US dollars. But if you're putting up the Canadian account, so I guess it's going to be converted into Canadian dollars.
Can you double check that when you talk to Amazon?
Sure. I'll get it checked with the publisher and we'll update you on this.
Okay. Is there a royalty report or a selling report that I can get from the sellers?
You can
So I can.
get the yeah you can get check it on the dashboard
On the dashboard.
on the on Amazon. You can check it or the dashboard. I can share the link with you as well.
That'd be great if you could do that.
Sure, I will.
Okay. Right. I asked for when the manuscript was all done and the covers were confirmed and all that, that I was going to get a check copy so I can look at the quality. Ryan said that I would be able to get a copy, a print copy of the book to make sure that I'm happy with the quality that is being printed. When will I get that?
A minute. Sam, there is nothing mentioned such as print copy. It is mentioned over here you get the print ready files.
Well, no, I need to
It's
see what's being printed because if it's horrible quality, that's going to be awfully embarrassing to me and, my friends who are purchasing this. They're not going to want to get a crappy.
If you're talking about the printing quality, so it's going to be taken care of by the Amazon.
Yeah, I've seen some of Amazon's print quality and some of it can be very bad. It's basically they print the manuscript and they slap a cover on and it doesn't look good. I've seen that before. When I ordered a print-on-demand book, which is what this is going to be now. That was a long time ago. But no, Ryan said I got to see, he said I got to see a check copy before it actually went out to being published, and I would get five free author copies when it was published.
For the author copies, you can directly order them through Amazon on a discounted
Why should I
price.
have to? No. He said I'd get five for free.
But Sam, there is nothing mentioned in the contract regarding the printed copies.
Okay, do you want me to dig out the emails then between me and Ryan?
Let me have a word with Ryan and see if he promises you the printed copies. Then we're going to take care of it.
Yeah. Because I said to him, because this is normal. Whenever you print with a big publisher, the author gets, a number of copies in order to hand out to friends and family. And Ryan said, "Well, we normally don't do that. How many are you looking for?" And I said, "Five." And he goes, "Oh, I thought you meant hundreds. No, we can do five for you." And I'm like, "Great."
All
So,
right,
can you
let me
check
have
with
a
him
word.
on that?
Sure. Let me have a word with Dwayne. And if he promises you the five printed copies, then we will surely gonna send you the printed copies.
Okay. How are you determining the search terms for people looking for it, on the internet?
For on Amazon.
No, so when someone's looking for a book on the Templars and they use Google or they use Bing or whatever their search engine is, and they type in, Templars, Holy Land, Crusade. How is the SEO going to be kicked in so my book comes up as an option?
Sam, I don't think SEO is included in your package.
I do have an email from Ryan because, all right, I did have a conversation with Jane Foster about marketing.
Okay.
And it did not go well.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not responded to her email, which was a couple of weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
Because, Steve, she lied to me. And I don't appreciate people lying to me.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that in the package that I had bought, there was no marketing. I have an email from Ryan that says marketing's included. Now, it might not be a huge amount of marketing, but I would think that at least the SEO search engines, keywords would be included. But I do have that email because after I had that conversation with Jane, she sent through packages for marketing between, almost $4,000 up to like $20,000 USD.
Mm-hmm.
And I was absolutely stunned and shocked by that because I'm like, I'm never going to make that much money on this book. And I don't know about you, Steve, but I don't have $20,000 American dollars to throw around. So what I asked her was, can you on your website, you've got your portfolio where you've listed
uh-huh.
a whole bunch of books
uh-huh.
that apparently Penguin has put out. Well, those don't exist. None of those books are real. None of the authors are real. And so I asked her, can you please let me know why you have on your website, you have a list of books under your portfolio
uh-huh.
and they don't exist. They don't exist on Amazon. They don't exist on the internet, Google, search engines, their names, nothing. And I will share with you the email that she sent back because it was a joke. What she said basically was, all of those authors have an NDA where they don't want to let their names out in the public and they're only selling in bookstores. I mean, it was absolute bullshit, Steve. Absolute crap. And it's like, I've been in publishing for over 20 years, and you're trying to tell me that these authors don't want their name out? And every single one of them? So when I find stuff like that, Steve, it makes
mm-hmm.
me wonder whether or not you guys are legit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't want to deal with her anymore because she's treated me like I'm an idiot, which I'm not, and she's lied to me. So I do have an email from Ryan saying that in the elite package I do get marketing, but he didn't specify what.
Sam, in your package, what I can see over here is the ISBN number, book cover, editing, but as you have done the editing yourself, so we have refunded you the amount for that. Then we have here ebook creation, paperback creation, complete formatting, proofreading, and then publishing.
Yep. And I have an email from Ryan that I will send to you that states the elite package comes with marketing.
But have you checked the contract? Is it written in the contract that the SEO and the marketing is going to be taken care of? Because there might be a possibility that you are having a conversation. It might be a random conversation regarding the services that we offer.
I'll send you this email. The elite package, which I bought, comes with marketing and a more extensive outreach program as it appears in the package details. That's what he's written.
All right. So just share the email with me in which he promises about the printed copies and the marketing or SEO. I will also have a word with him, and then we'll find a solution.
It doesn't have to be a lot. I'm not looking at, you know, massive advertising, whatever. I've got it open now. What's your email address?
It's steve.wilson@penguinbookwriters.com.
Penguinbookwriters.com. Okay, so you're going to check with Ryan. What are you checking with Ryan about? I'm just adding this as a note for you. What was the other thing you said you were going to check with? I'm losing my mind.
It's the 5 printed copies.
Oh, yeah.
SEO and the marketing.
Marketing. Okay. Well, and the sample copy.
I'm sorry?
Actually, I won't worry about the sample copy because I'll be able to tell by the 5 printed copies whether or not they're any good.
Yep.
All right, here you go. I'm just going to highlight where he said that. While I'm doing that, so where are we on the cover? Is that coming along? Is that? I don't think I've got a final file for that.
You have approved the second cover, second mock-up, right?
Yeah, this is the one with the where it really looks like parchment rather than just a cream-colored slab.
Yep. Just a minute. Let me open up. I have asked the team to create the final cover. Let me see. If it's here, I'll share it with you right now.
Okay.
Yep, it's here. I have the final cover with me. Just a minute. Let me just share it with you so I can get the feedback.
Okay. So once I fill out this form and get it back to you, how soon can we get this out there to the marketplace?
Let's see if we can... I have to check it with the publisher. Either we can get the publishing by tomorrow or it's going to be next week, by Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be that quick because you still need the ISBN. You can't sell anything without an ISBN.
Yep, that's right. That's not going to be an issue. We can get the ISBN number. It might have already been applied from the publishing side. So we just have to check it, and I believe it's going to be by the next week, either Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, that's cool. That's good. And the ISBN, it has to go in the manuscript and on the book, right, with the barcode?
Yep, it's going to – yeah, that's right.
Okay. And the last question I have for you is the proof of the clearance of the rights for the images.
I have to share the document with you as well. I will share it with you in a couple of minutes.
Oh, okay. So who's written that?
I'm sorry?
Who's written that?
I'm not sure.
The document.
I'm not sure. I have to get it from Lisa. Once I have it, I'll update you.
Okay. Because I don't want to run into any – I don't think there's going to be any problems. Most of them are public domain anyway, and we've covered the attributions. But there's just one or two in there that they might go a little twitty. How does Shutterstock work? So have you paid for the rights for those images, or do you – because you have an account with them, do you pay like an annual fee? How does Shutterstock work?
I'm not sure about that. Because it's all been taken care of by the book cover artist, the illustrator that we have.
But this isn't just the book cover. These are all the images inside the manuscript.
I got it. I'm saying we do have a separate department for the book cover, images, illustrations, everything. So it's going to be taken care of by them.
Okay. Well, if one of them can write me a little note to explain how the Shutterstock one, because there's quite a few that we're using from Shutterstock.
I can ask them to tell the process, and then I'll update you.
Excellent. Okay. So other than this form, do you need anything from me?
Nope. I just need the publishing form in order to get all the required information for the publishing.
Okay. I'll work on it this evening and send it off to you. I'll load it up onto the dashboard.
That would be great. And I have just shared the final cover with you. Kindly just have a look at it, if it's possible for you to review it right now and give me your feedback.
Yep, I'm looking at it right now. Where is it? Full cover. Oh, wow, that looks nice. Okay, the spine is missing the words book one.
Just a minute. Book one is going to be added on the spine. No worries, Sam.
Okay. But other than that, Amber Chronicles looks good. That looks good. Looks really good. Other than that, yeah, I think we're good to go.
All right, then, perfect.
Okay. Excellent. Well, thanks for calling me tonight, Steve. I really appreciate it. And I will, you'll get notified when that thing gets popped up, the form gets to you. So you're going to ask the book cover guys to let me know how the Shutterstock things are, how it works. And you're going to talk to Lisa about getting me a document showing that all the rights are cleared for each of the images. And you're going to talk to Ryan about those things that we talked about, right?
Just a minute. Let me just create the notes as well so I don't forget anything. How should the stock works? Copyright document. Then we have marketing, SEO, and printed copies from Ryan. And also for the printing cost the paperback version.
Right. What the printing costs are.
Publishing.
And
amount is going to be transferred to you in Canadian or U.S. dollars.
Yep.
All right. Anything else?
No, I think that's it. Excellent.
All right, then. I'll get back to you.
Okay. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it. You have a great evening.
Same to you, Sam. Take care of yourself.
Take care. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.